The market continues to be worried about the impact of higher rates and its lack of ability to influence the Fed as it once did. The game changer this time around has been inflation. Rocketing inflation is not something that was happening in the decade plus following the financial markets crisis of 2008, which allowed the Fed to bend to the will of the market and keep with a more accommodative, investor-friendly policy track. But now, with inflation finally shooting up, there's just no longer that luxury and flexibility to be erring on the side of policy accommodation. The greater risk to the economy is clearly the risk in not addressing runaway inflation. And so we continue to see stocks getting sold and the US dollar getting bought on this story. Elsewhere, Japan has kept with its diverging track on monetary policy. The BOJ remains committed to easy money despite the massive surge in yield differentials, which have the yen trading at fresh 20-year lows against the buck. How much longer this will last remains in question. Meanwhile, the Australian dollar has been trying to outperform on this Tuesday, this after the RBA surprised with a 50 basis point rate hike while taking a very tough, combative talk on inflation. Ultimately, though, the reality that higher rates pose risk to growth in the Australian economy could once again weigh on Aussie despite the higher rates. Looking ahead, key standouts on today's calendar come from German factory orders, Eurozone German and UK PMI reads, Canada trade, US trade, and Canada IV PMIs. That's all for now.